Scott with SJWildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 454. We're going to cover three things. First of all, some housekeeping, some news that actually parlays into old VCasts. We're going to cover Trump's dinner with all these tech executives. This is the beast system we've been warning about forever. Going all the way back to Final Days Report 250, I'm going to say, how the right is going to bring on the beast system with his Hegelian dialectic. And the last story I want to cover is how will people comply with the biometric identification? What is going to drive them into this beast system? I had a quick dream. And folks, I've done a lot of research on biometric identification and this AIB system, and some things will blow your mind as we dive deep into the ways that they can track you. All right, the first story I want to cover, really, it's more of a tweet. I found this disturbing, and we've been warning about this forever, going all the way back to Final Days Report 378, 379, 409, and there's a part three as well. I couldn't find the thumbnail, but is Elon Musk the false prophet? And I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but we dive deep into scripture and things that Elon is doing, and the false prophet will have lying signs and wonders. And we've talked about this multiple times about the counterfeit of Jesus Christ miracles. That's what the false prophet and this beast system will do. Aiming to restore limited sight to the completely blind next year, Elon Musk's tweet on X. Lying signs and wonders. So is Elon Musk the false prophet? 378, 309, 409. Check that out on sjwildfire.com. We go over scripture as well. And then I thought this was interesting. I'm not sure if this is an old economist because I feel like I've actually played this before, but a fellow watchman actually posted this on his Telegram account, Trumpet News One. And check, this is transhumanism, right? Hooking up into artificial intelligence, brain computer interface, bio-digital convergence. Really, it's mind controlism, optogenetics, because AI has read-write capabilities. But what is alarming about this is check out the shringes in the transhumanist hands. And again, for 4 years, we said, don't poke yourself with their nanotech, because it did have nanotech or does have nanotech in it. Even Bill Gates said it's self-assembling nanotech that goes across the blood-brain barrier, and you don't need a chip in your head, as Elon Musk said. There's non-invasive surgery. They're telling you. They're telling you they don't need a massive chip. We've been warning about that forever. And then the last bit of housekeeping I want to cover, Final Days Report 449, mental illness as a way to arrest you, as a way to go after your kids and split up your family. And they're building this multi-billion dollar mental illness infrastructure with all these different hospitals. Think about these Bill Cooper warning of all of these mass shooter events that just so have been happening. And then the solution is to actually have AI monitor the net. Big Brother on steroids. But this is where it's going to be headed, because in that VCast, I said they're going to go after Christians one of these days. If you think the Bible is real, if you don't accept Noahide laws, right, they're going to ban the Bible and saying it's anti-Semitic, it's anti-love, it's anti-homosexual, sodomite behavior with Romans 1, it's hate speech. And here's just another example from the Jerusalem Post. Is anti-Semitism a psychological disease? So if you're speaking against the genocide in Gaza, that, oh, by the way, genocide experts, 86% of them said it's a genocide. If you're speaking against that, does that mean you're anti-Semitic, or does that mean you're just anti-evil? And again, we've done three or four Bible studies. Personally, I think the woman of the book of Revelation that rides the beast and then gets kicked off the beast is Jerusalem. Jerusalem killed the prophets. Jerusalem sits on seven hills. Think about the control over the world, the control over Hollywood, the control over the central bankers, the Khazarian mafia, the synagogue of Satan. Now, does that mean everybody is? Absolutely not. Pray these people get saved, my friends. Pray Muslims get saved. and you can see this being played out. The leaders will turn on Israel. But check out Final Days Report episode 449. It's the same playbook that actually enslaved my great-great-grandfather during the Bolshevik Revolution. All right, the main part I want to cover is this biometric ID, the payment gateway for your compliance that ultimately will be your enslavement. I had a dream. And the only reason why I'm doing this ministry is if the watchman doesn't blow the trumpet, the blood is back on his head. And I really enjoy doing it, really enjoy enjoy studying the Bible. I enjoy fellowshipping with Christians. But it was just a quick dream. I saw a cell phone, somebody just tapping multiple products to purchase and scrolling very fast, tap, 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 and buying with their fingerprint. Boom, 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 boom. Then I saw them use their fingerprint in the store, and that was the end of the dream. And it was so easy to buy. So easy. I think of me having to type in my credit card. They were buying things so fast. You know how some people can tweet really fast? It's almost like a new language on how they just tweet with their fingers and they kick something out quick. That's what I saw, how convenient this was. So that took me down the rabbit hole of just biometrics and payment system. So you, with biometric identification, you can pay with your fingerprint, with an eye scan, with voice, with facial recognition, and palm, and get this, vein readers. It's creepy, and it's moving very, very fast. Services such as Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay on Android phones use fingerprint authentication to approve purchases within their apps and at checkout. Now, I just saw that it was so convenient. So will people use their finger to pay because it's just super convenient? Pay quick, 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 so they can then watch videos on YouTube and become brainwashed. And then it goes deeper. Many banks and financial institutions allow you to use your fingerprint to access your accounts and authorize transactions within their mobile apps. And some new credit cards and debit cards are being developed with integrated fingerprint sensors that can be used to authenticate payments without needing to enter a PIN. So this biometric identification, what I saw in my dream, is going to be the linchpin for people to get hooked into this biometric identification, mass surveillance, 1984 type of system, ID 2020. And it just took me down the rabbit hole. I have a theory that the world is one big theater, the theater of war. And sure enough, and we've covered this before, but these biometric digital payment systems are being pushed around the world. Africa, Russia, India, China, Japan, all of it. And we've covered this before, but Russia's a big one. Vietnam, South and North Korea. Folks, it's a globalist playbook. No, Putin is not coming here to save you. He poked his people as well. And we've been covering over the years all of the AIB system that is being launched. Now, this took me down the rabbit hole, especially in the West. How are they going to get your biometric information? How are they going to do it? And there are multiple pillars to get you in besides the payment system. That's one. The other one that is huge is patient identification and access, like poison poke passports, medical records that Trump talked about, kill the clipboard, where what? They have RFK Jr. We have all these tech companies. Now they're going to share your data with you. It's garbage. RFK Jr. pushing healthcare monitoring devices. Personalized medicine. Remember AI Stargate with Larry Ellison? I think it was the second day of Trump's administration. Say, we're going to spend $500 billion to build this joint venture for your enslavement. Those are my words. AI is an enslavement Tower of Babel tool. According to Chabad Lupovich, it's the next Tower of Babel. Why did God destroy it? And the other one for biometric identification within the healthcare industry that we've covered before is streamlined check-ins. No wait at the line. Oh, I just read an article about how a major corporation forced the employees for biometric facial recognition just to enter the building. Fingerprints, please. Another big push is for public transportation to travel through airports with contactless check-ins. Wow. And then the other bit is no passports required. Biometrics so you can go to country without needing to go through customs. You going to fall for all this? Government is a big one to access government services. Think about what the U.S. just forced Mexico to. And I don't think they forced them. I think it's a plan for biometrics in Mexico because of this false flag of allowing all the illegals in. So then they force you into biometric identification so we can track who's a citizen and who isn't. And think about how we've been primed with the scam of U.S. voting. Think about biometric systems, identification systems for you to vote. That'll be a big one. Just watch. Fraud prevention, you know, the fear of your accounts being hacked. Wow, we need your biometric IDs because of fraud prevention. Now, I'm not buying it for a second. You'll see a digital pandemic, but it'll be by these deep state actors. Remember the World Economic Forum, now led by BlackRock, who owns just about every corporation, owns their board, can fire any CEO they want within a diverse sector of different businesses, pharmacia, big tech, real estate, farm, all of it. Real estate, they own it all. They control it all. They're sitting on the World Economic Forum with Larry Fink. This is creepy, my friends. So they can set up a digital pandemic, make you so fearful that then you will give up your biometric information to help prevent the fraud. Another big one that we just talked about is illegal and refugee tracking. Think of the illegals and Trump's comments with his first administration. We need bio-digital tracking and surveillance on land, on air, sea. It's all garbage because that will parlay into your smart city efficiency, which is your future enslavement. You won't be able to travel anywhere because remember, satellites will be able to track you. I read an article on how Wi-Fi actually can identify who you are. And the big one they're pushing is your legal identity as a global one world citizen. This is from the UN, World Economic Forum, and the World Bank, positioning you have the right to be identified and the right to all these benefits, probably for universal basic income. It's all a trap. All of this is a trap. And I'm sure I missed some excuses on biometric identification, on how they're going to market it and how you're going to act and how people will decide to actually comply. Because at the end of the day, all of this is about mass surveillance, centralized AI control that Trump is bringing in, and purchasing control with central bank digital currencies, stable coins, all of it. Check out the podcast we did about discriminatory pricing. It was an article about Kroger, how they want dynamic pricing on the grocery shelves with facial recognition. And what they'll do is they'll have psychographic segmentation. So they'll put you in maybe one of 10 buckets. Are you cheap? Do you have a lot of money? Are you desperate? And they will charge what they want for you. So when you walk up to pick up that product from the shelf, that dynamic pricing will change. When you check out, you will pay something different than somebody else. I think it's just beyond wicked. That parlays into the social credit tracker, your carbon tracker, too much meat. This is one big club. One big club, my friends. Now, here's where it gets more creepy. Just researching after that dream, biometric identification. How else can they use your biometrics to track you? Well, people have unique ears. They can track you that way via your odor, via your heartbeat, via your knuckle crease. Right? They can recognize how your knuckles crease. your lip movement recognition. And then the last one that I found that was a little bit of an outlier is your thermal signature biometrics. So if you think about this, if you show your face, basically have your fingerprint, and they start to find you and see you. And when you check out with your fingerprint, let's say, and they have a camera on you, I've talked about how we were at Home Depot, Pastor Larry and I, and there was a facial recognition. My face was in a box. And as you check out with your credit card, I'm wondering, do they have my face print now? Then let's say they have my fingerprint. Then can they film and get my ear? Can they measure my heartbeat? Can they smell me? Can they get my knuckle crease recognition, my lip movement as I talk? This is a poll in every city that we've covered. It's all a military operation. You're going to see a poll in every city after they get their little false flags, as they go after the so-called drug cartel. U.S. Inc. runs the drugs. As they go after the drug cartels, and then the drug cartels do massive false flags, then they're going to be able to erect their poles in every city. You can see it a mile away. And it gets more wicked. I want to play a quick video of Melania Trump and how I think they're going to be pushing AI teachers. My theory is, as we see the Antichrist have a fake resurrection from the dream I've covered multiple times in 2008, where I saw the Antichrist get hit with, I think, a large caliber or maybe the Spear of Destiny. They put the Antichrist head on this huge mega computer. Now I've learned it's a quantum computer. And then the Antichrist showed up as this hologram that looked real. It looked like a real hologram, but it was all over the world. This hologram showed up. And then they had free energy devices. People went into a booth, came out as mind-controlled zombies. And then I've had multiple dreams during the poison poke of mind-controlism. And sure enough, they put an operating system in you. And somehow there's going to be, I think, this worshiping part of the image to complete the Mark of the Beast system, where people are totally controlled, is the conclusion I've come with. And so I'm going to play this quick video of Mrs. Trump, because you know they're going to program the kids with a hologram teacher to worship a hologram Antichrist. I think that's also why they push these chatbot friends with kids and people, these AI chatbot friends. They're getting us conditioned to accept the Antichrist. But this is creepy. This is a counterfeit to the Word of God with a fake resurrection. Let's roll it.
Cars now steer themselves through our cities. Robots hold steady hands in the operating room. And drones are redefining the future of war. Innovations of first-generation humanoids, factory automation, and autonomous vehicles have surged from private sector investment. Every one of these advancements is powered by AI. The robots are here. Our future is no longer science fiction.
It's an abomination. And you need to link this into Operation Warp Speed, War on Your Seed, Iron Mixed with Clay, the Seeds of Men Will Not Cleave. All right, we've been warning forever about Trump. If you're a Trump fan, go to SJ Wildfire and do your due diligence on Trump. Just type in Trump, type in Beast System. I want to cover a quick video of Trump and all these tech executive CEO types. Folks, this is the Beast System. This one, Slave You. This will work with the nanotech in you with 5G, 6G that communicates at a cell level, this biodigital convergence, brain-computer interface, Internet of Things, Internet of Nano Things. This is a military operation. Many of these corporations have their technology from DARPA. You're watching a stage. You're watching a script. Trump, with his bogus tariff rate increase, basically is implementing the Beast System around the world. And Meta, for example, old Zuckerberg worked with China for technology and artificial intelligence transfer. That's one big club. War will be real to us, but at the end of the day, the 10 kings will consolidate. And I'm not saying thus says the Lord. I just get the sense sometimes with AI being the Tower of Babel, this technology that is so powerful, supposedly, I wonder if the 10 horns, which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast, with the Antichrist. These have one mind. How do you have one mind? You have one mind with technology. And shall give their power and strength unto the beast, unto the Antichrist. Are the 10 kings that rule the world, are they going to be tech companies? And of course, we have the Club of Rome, 10 regions as well. Keep your eye on both of them, my friends. Some of my listeners think the 10 kings are linked to the UN. We need to keep our eyes on all of it. I just get creeped out when I see things like these leaders. Think of the money systems that they have. It just so happened Elon Musk is in here. I think that's all big time wrestling. X is a huge part of this beast system. Doge scanned everything. That's EGOD backwards. They're all together. They're all united. And again, many of these companies have their lineage, have their DNA, have their foundation, their foundational business models grounded with DARPA. And then the big picture of all of this, BlackRock owns the majority of these companies, has a huge stake, them and Vanguard, and can dictate who sits on the board and what the board tells the CEO. I knew a CEO pretty well. And he was offshoring factories to China. And I asked him, why are you doing that to America? And he looked at me and he said, the board told me to. They said, if I don't offshore these jobs to China, they'll find another CEO. Flat out told me this. So don't think BlackRock and Vanguard don't have power to bring on this beast system. And now the CEO of BlackRock is the World Economic Forum leader. You can't make any of this up. No, Trump is not playing 6D chess. He's playing 6E chess, which is 666 enslavement chess. Let's play this video. Think about the 10 kings. Are we watching tech companies that will rule the world?
It's hugely important. Obviously, it's a global race. And I think we're at the cusp where these AI models are about to become profoundly useful, kind of beyond the, okay, wow, it's cool, it can do that, but actually...
Yeah, profoundly take your jobs. Profoundly watch everything that you do. Profoundly censor your cell phone calls. Censor your tweets. Censor your text messages. That's happening now.
Day-to-day, incredible utility, incredible productivity. So very grateful for your administration support.
Well, you had a very good day yesterday, Google. Had a very good day yesterday. And do you want to talk about that big day you had yesterday?
I'm glad it's over.
Biden was the one that prosecuted that lawsuit. You know
yeah,
that, right?
Look, it's a long process. I appreciate that your administration had a constructive dialogue and we were able to get it to some right. resolution. I would echo what Sergey said. I think it's the AI moment is one of the most transformative moments any of us have ever seen or will see in our lifetimes. So making sure the U.S. is at the forefront, and I think your administration is investing a lot. Already the AI action plan under your leadership, I think, is a great start, and we look forward to working together, and thanks for your leadership.
Great job you're doing. Incredible, really job. Lisa, how about you?
Well, Mr. President, it's such an honor to be here, and the incredible work that your administration has done to support the semiconductor industry. You know, we're building the brains behind all of the wonderful AI that's being built here. And I think the amount of acceleration that we've seen just in the few short months that the administration has been in place is really, we're so grateful for that support. And we had a wonderful event this afternoon with the First Lady's support of the AI education plan. So I think the main message is we are all in.
The AI education plan, folks. They're priming your kids to be slaves. Get them out of the public education system.
To make sure that America wins the AI race, and it's an honor to be here.
Thank you.
You see, they position it as a race against China. Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you very much. Great job you're doing, too. Amazing job, what you've done in a short period of time. Really amazing. And I see somebody down there, Bill, from Microsoft that has done a pretty good job, too. I'll tell you what, I had that stock. It was 28, and now it's about 500 and something. I don't know. It's what a job you've done. Would you say a few words about your company?
Absolutely, Mr. President. Thank you so much, obviously, for bringing us all together and the policies that you have put in place for the United States to lead. And one of the things that I think has made this industry unique is not only the innovation, but it's the market access that you have obviously championed for us all over the world, and also the trust.
The market access is the bogus tariff rate, real dollars versus the tariff rate. And we've covered it. Trump is negotiating to put Starlink, ChatGPT around the world.
The world has on American technology. I think that everything that you're doing in terms of setting in place the platform where the rest of the world can not only use our technology, but trust our technology more than any other alternative is perhaps the most important issue. And you and your policies are really helping a lot. So thank you very much. And also I wanted to thank Madam First Lady for hosting what I think is perhaps the most defining issue, which is about skilling and economic opportunity that comes with AI. And so I deeply appreciate you.
AI skilling. No, it's AI tracking and enslavement. I'm sorry.
Your leadership there as well. Thank you.
Really, and a really amazing job you've done. Thank you. Bill, would you like to say a few words?
Sure. Well, I'm in the second phase of my career, giving away all the wonderful money that Satya's good work has helped.
What is laughable, giving away his money, is he was quoted as saying it's a great investment, vaccines. I think, what, for every dollar, he gets $10 back? So his foundation invests in platforms where he makes money off of stocks. I'm not buying it for a second. I would hate to be Bill Gates. Get all the money in the world, but lose your soul. It's an abomination. All of the injuries. We just covered the article from Gateway Pundit that the vaccines cause turbo cancer. 300,000 data set. Kids dropping dead. I mean, colon cancer with kids, brain fog with kids, dementia with kids. It's an abomination.
Multiply a lot. But I think the thing that ties my first career that I still spend some time on because AI is so phenomenal, and my second career is innovation, innovating in health in areas like vaccines or gene editing. And the president and I are talking about taking American innovation to the next level to cure and even eradicate some of these diseases. He mentioned polio, which is one that we're close. We don't need new science on that one. For some like HIV and sickle cell, we do need new science, but the U.S. Has the seeds that in the same way that...
What's funny with polio, if you really do your due diligence, polio was going down. Then they launched pokes, and it skyrocketed. God was handling polio. And polio has its links into penicillin, where penicillin was killing the good bacteria. There's some evidence polio was a man-made created disease. But at the end of the day, it was going down. I'm not buying that a poke that gave people polio cured it. It's just a lie. It's a big pharma sorcery witchcraft lie.
Warp Speed took those seeds and put them together. I think something fantastic can be done. AI... for our foundation is that we want a doctor for everyone in Africa through AI. We want.
I find that kind of funny. There are a bunch of doctors in my family. A doctor for everyone with AI. And then when you have these robots that are synthetic that you can't even tell if they're human or not. We've covered that technology. Skin that feels like real skin. Folks, they're going after just about every job imaginable.
Farmers to have incredible advice and, kids to have a chance to learn. So the work being done by the people at this table is changing the world. It's, coming fast. So it's great. We all get together and talk about how the U.S. can lead.
Yeah, Bill Gates, it's changing the world. It's enslaving the world. Make no mistake about it. It's enslaving the world.
In this key area and apply it even to the poorest outside the U.S. as well as to our great citizens. So thank you for incredible leadership, including getting this group together.
Thank you, Bill. That is very nice. Tim Cook, you've done an incredible job with Apple, a little company called Apple.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Very few people have been able to do what you've done. Congratulations. Please.
Thank you, sir. That means a lot to me. I want to thank you for including me this evening. It's incredible to be among everyone here, particularly you and the First Lady. I've always enjoyed.
What Tim's going to go on to say is $600 billion he's going to invest in the United States. I found that interesting. I wonder how many people will actually be working there. It'll probably just be robots. It's all an abomination. And if anybody says we need to win the AI race against China, folks, we run China's central bank. China is allowed to invade the United States. They're here. I'm not buying the political theater. All right, let's summarize. Is Elon Musk the false prophet? Lying signs and wonders. The blind can see it all mimics Christ. Then we covered an economist cover with transhumanism with syringes. We talked about how they're just building the mental health hospital system and they can basically arrest you. Will they arrest you if you don't participate in Noah Hyde laws? Because again, I'm going back to an old VCast that we did. You can't make this up. There was a couple articles. If you're anti-vaccine, are you anti-Semitic? You can't make this up. So when you don't want to participate with Noah Hyde laws, you believe in Jesus Christ, are they going to call you crazy? Are they going to call you crazy that you don't believe love is love? Because they will ban the Bible. They will ban it. At least they'll come up with a new one is what they'll do. AI will write the new one. Then we talked about biometric identification. In the dream I had, I think the Lord was showing me that people will dive deep into it, especially in the West, because it'll be so convenient for purchasing. I was in a line using cash to buy something and I had some change and it probably took an extra 35 seconds. And I could see people behind me getting frustrated that I didn't have a credit card, that I didn't have a little chip reader where I just put up my credit card, that the person actually had to count change. And I got the sense he didn't even know how to count change because he's not familiar with change. Very, very odd feeling I had. But think about biometric identification with all the different routes in that they have, mostly medical. Travel, smart cities, all of this will be used, the list that we covered, all of it will be used for centralized information and control. 1984 on steroids. And then the last bit we talked about, Melania Trump, education, will you have a hologram teacher in the future? And then think about all of these tech leaders. It is beyond that. It's beyond demonic. You're sitting back and saying, this is great. Man, pray to Jesus to open your eyes. So God bless. Thank you for your support and prayers. ¶¶